Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was talking to a national magazine last night, and they were asking me to give them examples for a big feature report about Glenn Beck ripping off what we cover and what we do here. And I made it clear to them, because a lot of media, a lot of big publications, and national television has reported on it as well, have noticed that Glenn Beck's gone from kind of being a mainline Republican, a rhino, to more and more sounding just like this radio show. And I know from inside sources he has a team of five people that randomly listen to the show and check what we cover and then go over it. But I want to be clear. I'm covering the truth. And so I don't have an overall problem with Glenn Beck taking our research, our information, my understanding of things, and presenting it. Except for the fact that he does twist it. And he does, you know, not go to the top of the pyramid. He kind of attacks low-level people. But that's a big step in the right direction. So some people then say, well, why do you, you know, once a week or so talk about Glenn Beck? Well, what am I supposed to do? He's a major phenomenon, probably reaching 30 million people a week. He's seen as the leader of the Liberty Patriot movement. He's not trustworthy, and so we've got to discuss Glenn Beck. We have to. I mean, his people are watching and listening right now. So here I am, a guy on the air for 16 years, and someone who's reaching millions of people a day. Don't have the reach of Glenn Beck. He's probably got four or five times the reach I do, but we're growing exponentially. I've never sold out to the New World Order, so they've just basically created someone who they think they control to doppelgang my work. But it's not 100% my work. But I was thinking about examples of Glenn Beck going with exactly what we've said. And I was writing some notes on it just before I went live today. The biggest one right now is last night. Glenn Beck said we've got to boycott Google. Where have you heard that? Because they're an NSA-CIA front. Well, that's a public fact. Now Glenn Beck, who normally worships government, the intelligence agencies, did multiple segments last night. NBC's covering it. They're all attacking him because he's right. And he's admitting that this is a globalist overthrow of Egypt to destabilize the Middle East. I mean, there's an example. Who said boycott Google? Who's beaten the drum for at least 6-7 years that they're a CIA front? There, Beck's doing it again. We challenged Beck to cover eugenics and poison in the water and George Bernard Shaw. He does it now. We've played the clips of Obama advisors saying they need a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on their political enemies. And then I warned it would be blamed on Glenn Beck and yours truly, because I've seen what Media Matters and others are basically preparing the ground for. Beck's come out now and said the government may stage an attack and blame it on him. I mean, right down the line, we've always talked about don't believe us, check the documentation. We've always done graphics and things dealing with puppets and how the globalists are above it and how the mega rich are controlling the grassroots against the middle class. I mean, no one can deny, so obviously, my destiny now, to a great extent, and Beck's destiny are intertwined. So I'm surprised I don't talk more about Glenn Beck. He also does things like saying FEMA camps are real. And then he comes out and says they aren't real. So he also takes our issues and then tries to build straw men and discredit them. That's why I'm getting into this right now, is because here is NBC, Glenn Beck urges Google boycott. And they make jokes about him here. This is not a joke. And this is very serious, and it shows an internal fissure, a fight going on between different branches of the New World Order. So I'm going to go over what Glenn Beck's up to with Google and then get into Internet kill switch beta test, government blocks 84,000 websites, and then coming up at the 24 after, we come in. We're going to take your calls at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The outcome of all of these scenes, put the six blocks up here of the different... These are the different countries that are in riots right now as these things begin to spread, inspired by Egypt. The outcome in each of these, whether it be freedom, extremism, socialism, or communism, the outcome will be dependent on who was the best organized in each country. And they're organizing the students, and the students are using the internet, which brings me to Google. I want to talk to you a little bit about Google. The Google chief executive, Eric Schmidt, has said yesterday that Google is very, very proud of Whale Gnome. He is the company executive who admitted himself helped organize the 18 days of protest in Egypt that resulted in the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak. But there is another Google executive that we showed you yesterday that is in the same boat. Some in the media have theorized now that I'm bizarrely inserting Google into the story of the Egyptian revolution. No, Google is bizarrely inserting Google into the story of the Egyptian revolution. I want to point out tonight that I'm really not sure that I want my search engine involved in government overthrows, good or bad. What I want from a search engine is good search results. This is not the issue. I'm not afraid that Google is reading my email or tapping your phone lines or stealing grandma's recipes. That kind of paranoia is reserved for the left during the Bush administration with Microsoft.
Okay, let's stop right there. I'm not going to play the whole four-minute clip, but if you want to pull it up online, the whole thing's there. That's why I have a problem with Glenn Beck right there. Did you hear it? Google's not reading your emails. Google's not tracking you. No, Google is using the camera on your computer. Google told us 5 years ago. We wrote articles about it. They're using the microphone on your computer to watch and listen to you using NSA software. Google was created on record by a consortium of the CIA and their public funding firm, Incutel, and the National Security Agency. None of this is debated. This is all on record. So he starts to tell you the truth, and I'm going to go over what he said, and I've got MSNBC's report on it, which is attacking him wrongly, but not on the facts. Oh, you can attack Glenn Beck here. This is so sophisticated, but it's also brazen at certain levels. He's telling you that, oh, it's the left that's concerned about Big Brother. It's the left. So people who see themselves as the right say, well, I'm not worried about having my phones tapped or my email read. That's something liberals are concerned about. No, that's something Americans are concerned about. And if I tried to play the whole clip, he did several segments on it. It would take hours to analyze the truth and the lies. And that's what's dangerous about Glenn Beck. You get more truth from Glenn Beck than anybody else on national television or radio. He will go the furthest, and that's why he's number one, quickly overtaking Rush Limbaugh. You add his TV show into the mix, he's bigger than Limbaugh. But always buried in there is lies. You heard him say it's kooky and weird and liberal to think Google's spying on you. Google is having criminal charges laid on it in Europe and the U.S. Google admits they drive around the entire Western world with vans and trucks with antennas stealing your wireless data. Google admittedly takes photos of your house. Google admittedly is spying on people and blocking out news that they don't want to get to the American people and censoring information like Infowars.com. Google openly supports Obama like no one else. Google has secret air bases, that's Associated Press, at NASA facilities. Google is meeting today in a secret meeting with the president, Steve Jobs, Eric Schmidt, and Mark Zuckerberg, to meet with President Obama today in San Francisco in a closed-door meeting. ABC News, we told you 3.5 weeks ago, day one, that Google was in there running the revolution. We told you that 1.5 weeks before the supposed Google executive disappeared, and then now they say that he ran the whole thing. We told you on record, Glenn Beck listens, he figures it out. Now, does he come out and tell you the full truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? No. He says it's kooky to think that Google's spying on you. But then he goes on to balkanize and make it a political left-right issue that if you're concerned about Big Brother, you're a nut and you're a liberal. Then he goes on in the piece to say that Google is in bed with the NSA and the CIA. Not that they founded it, not that they run it, but that they're in bed with it. He goes on to say Microsoft is good. Microsoft is on record building backdoors into all their software for the federal government. That's not debated. Microsoft is on record funding the UN and world government and carbon taxes. So is Rupert Murdoch. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. All these guys at the top are. And they know there's a left and a right, so some of them play the part of the left leaders, some of them the part of the right leaders. And Fox News has tried to deny the world government, the New World Order, for so long that they've been discredited. So they go, well, we got to control this movement, let Beck go in and pose as a patriot, and that will fool people. Well, not on my watch. Fox, we just exposed you because you asked for it with fake video of Ron Paul being booed. Fox had to apologize this morning and said it was a mistake. We're watching you. My listeners are watching Mr. Maddow and what he's doing. We're watching what the MSNBC slime is doing. We're watching what the CNN slime is doing. We're watching what Anderson Cooper, admitted CIA, is doing. We are watching what you, Becky boy, are doing. And we're watching you close. Now, I've covered some of the disinformation from Beck. But now, let's get into the way the media is attacking him from another deceptive angle. Lies within lies, deception within deception. This is NBC News. Glenn Beck urges Google boycott. Where have you heard that for years? Where have you heard that? Right here. Where have you heard that there's government run? Right here. Where have you seen the proof? Right here. People say, well, why do you cover Glenn Beck? Because he's the leader of the Patriot movement. Fox News has inserted him to try to take over the Tea Party. He's the guy who makes fun of Ron Paul at key points. He's following a script. We've got to cover Glenn Beck because he is usurping what I've done, what you've done, and so our destiny is tied to him. He's tied to us. Whether you like it or not, he speaks for people that don't want a world government, who don't want to live under tyranny. So that's why we cover it, and he's taking everything we cover and spinning it and twisting it. We read you the quotes of White House advisors calling for an Oklahoma City-style attack to be blamed on patriots. Months later, Glenn Beck covers it with precision and says they're preparing a new Oklahoma City. Pretty bold. You know why Beck did that? It was a shot across the bow. He can see Media Matters and George Soros groups. In those articles, he said he's being set up. No, in those articles, it's Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, and Ron Paul. They're lumping in the Judas goat, Glenn Beck, with the real McCoys, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones. I'm under attack almost every day on Media Matters, every week on MSNBC. They produce specials on MSNBC saying I'm dangerous. The Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm one of the most dangerous people in America. They're now going after Beck. And this is going to get into the internet beta kill switch test. This is huge news, but first we start with Beck. But, oh, if you don't like Big Brother or you think it even exists, you're a kook. I've had people on the street come up to me and say, Alex, I used to like your show, but you're a liar. There's no way public schools are watching kids over their government-issued laptops at home. And I'm like, but it's in hundreds of newspapers. They've settled out of court. They admit they were doing it. One school, 35,000-plus images, watching kids in their bedrooms. But see, people still can't believe Big Brother's that bad because they've been told it's kooky. So instead of check out what I'm covering, that's I told you about it years before it came out in the news, California, Kansas, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. I mean, these articles come out in the local news. Cameras in the school bathrooms. I mean, just search. Google watching and listening to you over your PC. We wrote articles in 2005, I guess 6 years ago. At PrisonPlanet.com. Where do we get our information? Google filed patents and put out a press release saying their new ad system they want to roll out listens through your microphone and your camera. But they said, don't worry, people aren't listening to you. It's keyword software. So they hear a dog barking in the background was the example they gave. You'll have dog food ads pop up on your computer screen. It's a lot bigger than just geolocation. You notice you see Google ads on a site and it says, you know, it'll have an ad for a restaurant a mile from you, and you're like, wow. Well, that's because they're tracking you. But it's much worse than that. It's much worse than tracking your IP address or loading cookies onto your computer. And this is all admitted that Google's spying, Google's stealing information, Google's manipulating news, Google's filtering out things they don't want known, Google's working for the globalists to overthrow countries. And Glenn Beck says boycott them. Because they're helping the Muslim radicals and the Muslim Brotherhood, but they're not Big Brother. And he goes on in the piece to say they're NSA. Bay Area. Conservative pundit Glenn Beck said he will no longer use Google or its products because of perceived ties to government agencies and its involvement in the uprising in Egypt. Perceived ties? Even the MIT magazine reported on that 5-6 years ago. He said on his Fox television program Wednesday, I'm really not sure that I want my search engine involved in government overthrows, good or bad. Beck said on his Fox show, there is a strange thing going on with this search engine and our government, and we all have to choose who we do business with. Well, yeah, Google's trying to take over the whole web through cybersecurity to shut down their competition. Have you read the Cybersecurity Act, Beck? It's kind of like the car program, where you could get a loan for putting in your clunker, and the government had a message saying, we will seize control of your computer. We own your computer. We can track you once you agree to sign on to our computer. We covered that a month before, then Glenn Beck covers it. He goes on to talk about how they're connected to the NSA. They have the quotes here. So they're NSA, but they're not spying on us. I see.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I've had a lot of national news media the last few months, including one of the biggest magazines in the country, writing profiles on yours truly. I've gotten calls, Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone, the list goes on and on. And they've all noticed that Glenn Beck does basically take whatever news we cover a year ago, a month ago, and take it and spin it. So this is a big issue. But it's only a subset of the larger issues. But here we are telling you that Google is admittedly an NSA CIA front. That's not even denied. I've read all the mainstream reports, the MIT reports going back. Google's only 12 years old. It is a government front. So, of course, it's overthrowing Egypt. Of course, it's trying to overthrow Saudi Arabia. Of course, it's trying to overthrow Yemen and Jordan and did overthrow Tunisia. Of course, WikiLeaks was involved in that because these are fronts. They want global revolution. They want global destabilization. And Glenn Beck is right about that. The question is, why is a power block that runs Fox and News Corp allowing this truth on air? Because there's an internal war at some level inside the New World Order. This is a big deal. The fact that they let Glenn Beck go on TV and talk to 3.5 million people a day, 15, 16 million people a day on radio, is incredible. But you notice he adds all these lies into it about, don't worry, Google's not spying on you, but they are the NSA. Don't be a kook liberal. What, a kook liberal? What does that have to do with it? So he's I'm going to talk about FEMA camps, and then he comes out and discredits them with straw men. The article continues, however, most of his vitriol was aimed at Google working with hardcore leftists. These aren't leftist overthrowing countries. Although Beck said he was not suggesting a boycott, he implores viewers to follow him in his, well, boycott against Google. Beck said he would outline ways that viewers could avoid using Google in his Thursday show. And I guess that'll be alternate search engines. I know there's startpage.com that Catherine Albrecht's involved with. Maybe he'll mention that. Don't hold your breath. The funny part is that Beck says Google has ties to the National Security Agency. No, he doesn't say that. Even the Washington Post admits that in the last few years. General Services Administration to MoveOn.org. So, Google is kind of a hawkish and conservative. How, if it's part of MoveOn.org, is it hawkish? How, they try to discredit him, claiming that these groups are hawkish when they're not hawkish. So Google is kind of hawkish and conservative, then moderate, then liberal. All at the same time, it doesn't make much sense because they're not hawkish or liberal or conservative. They're globalist. They're one-worlders on record. They give money to all these UN organizations. So, see, they then go on and try to claim that Beck is confusing and doesn't make sense because they know the world is complex and they're hoping that you're not complex enough to understand it. It doesn't make much sense, but perhaps Beck will bring out a puppet show and make it all crystal clear. Ha, 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 ha. And it goes on to say, for the full Lynn Beck segment, click here. We don't have time to analyze the whole thing, but you have Here's the truth. Here's the skinny. The Pentagon and DARPA created the Internet back in the 1960s, brought it online for the general public in the late 1980s. It was generally accepted and went into heavy use in the mid-1990s, and now it's ubiquitous. It is used to conduit and control and limit what information you can get. First, the web is somewhat free. Now, under stated Internet 2 programs, they're going to phase that out with regulation, taxation, arbitrary shutdown of web domains, 84,000 just this week. Google now admits they're filtering news they don't like, information they don't like. Google has declared, we wrote an article a few weeks ago about this, the Drudge Report linked to, about how they are beta testing, blocking out, quote, content farms like InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. And so they're now moving into the Internet kill switch era. They're now moving in to that program. And you had this developing under Bush and now under Obama. And it's a total continuity of a government. It's Bush that wants the cybersecurity and his controllers. It's the same NSA people running cybersecurity today. It's continuing under Obama. This is a continuity of agenda. They are continuing the exact same program. But Beck makes it a liberal issue. The media makes it Obama's kill switch when this is exactly what George W. Bush was pushing for and what Jay Rockefeller was pushing for 5 years ago and what John McCain's been pushing for, remote kill switches where they claim you had copyrighted material, no judge, no jury, no due process. They fry your computer remotely with built-in erase switches that Microsoft has built in, that Apple has built in under the national security moves in the Telecommunications Act. all the devices themselves have been designed with remote government takeover systems, just like the radio and TV stations. That's what's going on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsprout.com. SproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365. Or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us. We are on the very cutting edge. We are forcing the mainstream controlled globalist media to cover real issues. They tried to ignore our information for many years, but now they're having to respond to it and they're trying to spin it. I want to finish up with Google's plan to take over the internet and hence the world, and how it is a military-industrial complex arm, not of America, but of the private banking cartels that have financed the takeover of the U.S. and now much of the world. So, I've gotten into Glenn Beck. I've spent a lot of time on him and his attack now on Google. And the media is making fun of him, saying he's crazy, he thinks Google's involved in the overthrow of Egypt, when Google's bragging they are. That's how dumb NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN think you are. So he brings out limited truth, then they attack him for saying the sky's blue, the sun is yellow, and that the moon is white. That's how dumb they think we all are. And as we awaken, as we begin to look under the rug, as we begin to look beneath the floorboards, as we begin to just pay attention and not just sit there drinking beer, mindlessly watching television, the scams they run on us will become more and more evident. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment, but we wrote a big article about this yesterday. It's also been picked up by CNET News, TorrentFreak.com, and others. This is the rest of the story. The federal government is announcing taxes of the web, internet IDs, remote kill switches for the entire internet or for your select computer. Under federal regulations for 14 years now, all computers, all cell phones, all broadcast radio, all broadcast TV, everything is wired through government kill switches that can also take over the radio and TV station. Last week, Obama's people put out a press release saying that he's going to now start having announcements that break in on the radio and TV. Announcements that break in on your cell phone with text messages or even videos. 9,000 locations with telescreens telling you watch your neighbors in the town park, in the county square, at Walmart, at the mall, at the grocery store. I mean, this is the grid, license plates the feds want with the states that flash ads to pay for it, that then flash most wanted photos, digital computer screen that's waterproof, water resistant, as your license plate. I mean, this is a bombarding system where basically the whole country, the whole world, when they're done, will be something akin to places like in New York City and Times Square, where you're just assaulted by propaganda, assaulted by images, whether you like it or not. This is their full submersion into this high-tech matrix tracking grid. But one of the latest salvos against the internet are the feds, and I see this every couple days, I know you see it as well, arbitrarily shutting down 1,000 websites, 10,000 websites, 84,000 websites, shutting down sports sites that link to sites that are streaming sporting events. Not streaming it themselves, linking to it. And now 84,000 websites, including dog groomers, real estate companies, companies selling cutlery, companies selling lawn service, an entire ISP was taken over, and now it turns out there was no child porn on any of the websites at that ISP, and they ordered the ISP to flip 84,000 plus, they round down to 84,000 in the news articles, websites and put a message on screen saying this website is involved in child porn and has been seized. Does that show you how arrogant, how hubris-filled, how unfeeling and unthinking the federal government is, knowing they can send up these trial balloons, knowing that they can set these incredible precedents to not just take over your website for no reason and destroy your business and your free speech and your life, but to now have all your customers, for 3 days this was up, go to your website and hear that you're a child porn trafficker who's had their website seized. So here's the headline from Kurt Nemo: Kill Switch Beta, Government Blocks 84,000 Websites. Here's the article out of Tech Freak, and it links directly to the federal government's own admissions of this. U.S. government shuts down 84,000 websites by mistake, they say. Kind of like Fox News played an old fake video, because it was fake last year when they first did it, of Ron Paul being booed when he won CPAC. And Fox News this morning said it was a mistake. They're sorry they got caught. Kind of like you get caught robbing a bank or coming out of the vault with big bags of money in your hands with dollar signs in your eyes. And it's a mistake, officer. It's a mistake. Kind of like it's a mistake we're now learning coast to coast. Just scores of cases. TSA are just robbing cash. Folks, I've had sunglasses, tripods stolen. I was talking to Eric Mueller on his show. You know, he's had stuff stolen out of his bag. And I've had something stolen at JFK. at JFK. I had two gifts for my first daughter who was had just been born recently, the silver rattle and one other toy. They had opened up the Tiffany packages that had bows on them, and one teething ring was gone, and the rattle was still there. I guess they didn't want the rattle. They were only like $100 a piece, but it was a gift, you know, so the, you know, so we remember the birth and everything. And I had to go just a few weeks after she was born to a, you know, 9/11 event. So I made time to go out and get that for my firstborn daughter, my son's firstborn, with the first daughter we had, little Angel. And TSA just stole it, and now it's submitted at JFK alone. They're now pleading guilty, it's reported. Two TSA agents stole more than $160,000. Who watches the watchers? But side issue. Let me continue with this. U.S. government shuts down 84,000 websites by mistake. The U.S. government has yet again shuttered several domain names this week. The Department of Justice and Homeland Security's ICE office proudly announced that they had seized domains related to counterfeit goods and child pornography. What they failed to mention, however, is that one of the targeted domains belongs to free DNS provider, and that 84,000 websites were wrongfully accused of links to child pornography crimes. This is the equivalent of, let's say you've got your website with Time Warner Cable in Austin. A lot of people do. And there's one website domain registered through the Roadrunner Cable. And let's say there's, you know, 10,000, and this is a random example, a case point. And they just shut down all the websites in Austin that have it and then put up a message that they're child pornographers. And they're the federal government. They think they can do this. As part of Operation Save Our Children, ICE Cybercrime Center again seized several domain names, but not without making a huge error. Last Friday, thousands of site owners were surprised by a rather worrying banner that was placed on their domain. Advertisement, distribution, transportation, receipt, possession of child pornography constitute federal crimes that carry penalties for the first-time offenders of up to 30 years in federal prison or $250,000 fine, forfeiture, and restitution, was the worrying message they read on their websites. Worrying? How about the defaming, the incredibly destructive? Somebody goes to get the phone number to their plumber, you forget, you know, the plumber's phone number, you go to the plumber website, and it says they're child porno people. And this shows how they can just flip switches and shut down websites, flip switches and shut down whole ISPs, flip switches and shut down whole DNS systems, just like Egypt did. Meanwhile, they're running around saying how great Google is overthrowing Egypt, how great it is, how horrible Mubarak was shutting off the web, and they're openly pushing in Congress for the legislation to implement what they've already got in place. They've already got the collective Internet's neck in the guillotine. And now they're just asking for Congress to pass the law so they can flip the switch. And then they'll do it in select cases that make it sound like it's reasonable. Oh, this guy was going to sell bombs. We shut his website off. Oh, this person was a child pornographer. Oh, this person was linking to copyright stuff. And it just expands out from there. So Kurt Nimmo's article breaks all this down. And they have a new bill that would amend the Homeland Security Act of 2002. That would allow the government to shut down all or part of the Internet any time they want. Meanwhile, the media is making jokes about Glenn Beck, saying, you know, that Google is government run. Well, here's French news agency. U.S. state criticizes Google search tactics. A top attorney, the state of Texas, on Wednesday revealed a list of demands for inside information intended to ferret out whether Google abused its power in online search ad arena. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott wanted names of people responsible for Google ads, search results, the business relations, along with internal documents and minutes from meetings at the California firm. Yeah, they don't just sell Google News or Google Web or Google Video where you pay to have your Google ads on the side when somebody searches. They don't just do that. Google allows you to buy when someone searches British Petroleum or somebody searches TSA, that it's TSA all at the top, that it's BP all at the top for the sometimes 30 pages deep where you can't see any. The searches are supposed to be whoever gets the most traffic, whatever has the keywords in it, that goes to the top. But they changed their algorithm and admitted 2 weeks ago to shut down alternative news. And our article on that with the press release by Google was on the Drudge Report, if you forgot where that article could be found. And I'm going to have articles written today, tomorrow, and right through the weekend by Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson on this. But it's a cocktail of ways they're going after the web. And if you're doubting the Internet kill switch, here's USA Today. A raging debate. The headline is, Kill Switch Internet Bill Alarms Privacy Experts. A raging debate over new legislation and its impact on the Internet has tongues wagging and fingers pointing at Silicon Valley to D.C. Just as the Egyptian government recently forced the Internet to go dark, U.S. officials could flip a switch if the Protecting Cyberspace and National Asset legislation becomes law, says its critic. Proponents of the bill, which is expected to be reintroduced in the current session of Congress, dismiss the detractors as ill-informed and naive. I got Lieberman and Rockefeller and all of them, Senator Rockefeller, saying they want to start shutting off alternative media. The ominously nicknamed kill switch bill is sure to be a flashpoint of discussion at the RSA conference, the nation's largest gathering of computer security experts, to take place here this week. The bill, crafted by Senator Lieberman and Susan Collins of Maine, Tom Harper of Delaware, aims to defend the economic infrastructure from a cyber terrorist attack, like Stuxnet that the government launched against itself. But it has free speech advocates and privacy experts howling over the prospect of a government agency quelling the communication of hundreds of millions of people. This is all about control, an attempt to control every aspect of our existence, says Christopher Fudo, cybersecurity expert who is chairman of the Security Fusion Solutions. I want to get Christopher Fudo on, Jaron, please. I consider it an attack on our personal right of free speech. Look what recently occurred in Egypt. It goes on. We would write articles 6-7 years ago about Google, the Trojan horse of Internet takeover, with all the proof of them being government run, and exactly how they're now rolling this out, and we got laughed at, even though we linked to all the proof. It's coming. It's here. They changed their algorithm. They're phasing it in 3 months ago. Massively hurting the number of searches we get and people linking to InfoWars and Prison Planet. But our growth rate is so incredible, and you're spreading the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on MySpace and Facebook and YouTube and on street corners and at work, that we're still shooting up like a rocket. But we can go into Google Analytics that we have and see what they've done. They delisted us from Google News because of our Google bombs. They're scared. You better pick alternative sites you believe in and you believe are breaking through and hammer them out. Tell people at red lights to visit them. Email your friends. Get the buzz going. They're moving towards carving up and shutting the web down because we're hurting them. We're threatening them. We're getting the truth out. We're beginning to set more and more of the news agenda. We are the tip of the spear. And if they can start to shut us down, they're going to shut you down. Even if you don't like us, even if you don't totally agree with my views, fine. You've got to hang with the First Amendment. You've got to promote it. You've got to get it out. We've got to use the web while it's still open to a certain extent, because they're tightening the noose right now. The door is shutting right now. And if we get enough people awake and talking about this, there'll be enough furor that the system isn't able to get these draconian changes through. But it's up to you. With the V for Victory campaign with InfoWars.com, with banner hangs, with online events. Everybody should make videos today. All our listeners should make. Just turn on your camera, get on YouTube, and talk about Google taking over and killing the web. Give it a good headline, read over our article, cover your own research, and get, I mean, we've got hundreds of thousands of listeners that are on YouTube. All of you, make a video. Don't just do the answer to 1984-1776 contest. Don't just do the V for Victory operation. Do what, just go in all directions. Educate people so they understand how this creeping incremental takeover is happening and now gaining speed. We've got to use the web now while we've still got it, and at the same time fight to keep it open and free. Okay, let's go to Ruben in Israel. Thanks for holding, Ruben. You're on the air.
To you. I a little caught by surprise there. I thought you were going to go on a little bit more. I've been listening to you for quite some time. I think the first time I learned anything about you was when you started raising the ruckus about what happened in Waco. And I can't right now remember when exactly that was.
It's 1995.
Okay, you produced some videos, I believe. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You made a big impression on some of my classmates in graduate school who were FBI agents and government agents. They were mad as a hornet at this story. And that got my attention of you a long time ago.
They were mad at me? They were mad at me?
Well, you did not... telling the truth, you embarrassed a lot of people.
Well, I went to public events and confronted Janet Reno. I went and confronted FBI agents at Waco in front of news cameras. And, yeah, we did get some death threats over that. So there were some folks you knew that were very upset.
For what you did. Because had you not done that, a lot of people wouldn't have started paying attention. But that's the first time I became aware of you was my point, was this thing. And I just happened by coincidence to be in classes with FBI people, and they also were watching your film and listening to what you're saying. And several of them were upset because, you know, you're exposing what they're doing. So it's been off and on. I'd see things through the years, and then I got busy and came to Israel 6 years ago, and there's a lot of things going on here.
Tell you what, stay there. You sound like an interesting caller, Reuben. Don't hang up, okay?
All right.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you. Then Tom, Nate, Jeff, Matt, I'll at least try to get to those calls ahead of Catherine Austin Fitch. But if you're still holding, I promise we'll take calls early for Catherine Austin Fitch. She can talk about any issue out there. She's an amazing lady. But we're going to get into the internet takeover, the economy, the housing market, everything. Reuben, stay there. Finish up your interesting points on the other side. Then more calls straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, going back to your phone calls, Reuben in Israel, please continue with the points you wanted to make.
Okay, I feel like I'm talking to somebody I've known for a long time. You get that all the time, I'm sure, and who I respect, but I want to respectfully disagree. a little bit, and with some of the historical information that some of your guests talk about Israel, what's going on. Now, the part I want to agree about is I've lived here for 6 years. I have been in that Illuminati temple that's called a Supreme Court of Israel, and I've watched people be really tried like an Inquisition in there. And so much of your criticisms of Israel are correct. Many of us here have been trying for years to end the USA to Israel, and you probably are not aware of that. But a lot of even religious Jews would prefer to see an end to this, and it's something you've mentioned.
Well, let me be clear. Look. I criticize Israel just like I criticize the U.S. government or the Chinese government. The reason a lot of the real Israel haters don't like me is because they know I don't have a hatred for Israel. I mean, I have a dislike for big corrupt operations, but I also don't like the camp that says if you criticize anything Israel's doing, you know, that you're an anti-Semite. So I won't be intimidated by those folks either, but go ahead.
I know absolutely you're not that, and I've gotten in arguments with people about defending you about that. There's the ADL is as much an enemy of the Jewish people as Stormfront or any other group, and a lot of us here, probably more than you want to believe, think this way. They do not talk for us. They do not represent us.
So what's the meat of what you're saying? Where am I wrong? Tell me.
Say again?
What's the meat of where I'm wrong? I mean, tell me.
Oh, I don't know that you're wrong. I just think there are some things that nobody's brought to your attention before.
Okay, tell me.
That's it. Let me focus strictly on the legal rights of Israel. That after, you know, the Great War was not just a war in Europe. There's a war against the Turks. And those Allied powers took the land away from the Turks. And from that, they divided it all up and mainly gave to Muslims, who were their allies. The Lawrence of Arabia crowd had a big influence. And, you know, we can spend a long time trying to understand why, but in that time in Britain, there was a deep anti-Semitism still there that showed up. But a certain forces in history in 1799, Napoleon declared he was going to return the Jews to the land. And a lot of people don't know that. And so the thing that we didn't just spring up here after the Shoah. There were moves to make Aliyah to come to Israel long before that. And then when the Allied powers, the same people who set the borders, the people you call the New World Order, that's who they are. When these people divided up the land, they made the borders of Turkey, Greece, Saudi Arabia, all the countries. And the Jews had not been doing very well. Now, this was before the Holocaust, way before the Holocaust. Jews hadn't been living very well. There was a general acceptance of that and a desire to change that. Jews began, suddenly got equal rights. They didn't have that before. And unfortunately, families like the Rothschilds came up, opportunistic, thieving, they're not a nice family.
No, I think what you're saying is, yes, the Rothschilds are globalists, and just because they're bad doesn't then mean that all Jews are involved in it. And I totally agree. Just like the Chinese government is corrupt, murdering killers, it's not because they're Asian, it's not because they're Chinese. Just like Hitler took over and was bad, didn't mean all Germans, were involved in that. They got conned. You know what? I'm out of time, but I think I get the gist of where you're going, Reuben. I appreciate your call, and I think you made your point. You're welcome to call back in any time. I, quite frankly, am just sick of the obsession with Israel. I just want freedom. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.